The newly elected representative of California's 24th Congressional District visited UC Santa Barbara's Corin Pavilion last night. Salud Carbajal fielded questions from students and other local residents on matters concerning the environment, higher education, and immigration. The event was held by the UCSB Environmental Affairs Board and began with an update from Representative Carbajal himself. He spoke about his feelings regarding President Donald Trump, openly calling him unorthodox and erratic. Additionally, Salud Carbajal proved his dedication to progressive issues, announcing that he had joined several caucuses, including animal welfare, LGBTQ, and a bipartisan climate caucus. Carbajal also introduced the California Clean Coast Act and sponsored many bills, even one concerning the wage gap between men and women. Overall, Carbajal has sponsored 60 bills, and a good chunk, he says, are bipartisan. During the town hall, audience members were prompted to ask questions about the environment, education, and immigration. On the environment, many asked if protections and funding for the environment could be protected in the face of a Donald Trump administration. Carbajal tried to ease concerns by maintaining that he would fight for progressive issues, although he admitted that being in the currently smaller party has been a barrier. Of education, many students seem to be more concerned with health more than anything else. Many constituents came up to prod and push Carbajal into announcing his support for H.R. 676, which expands Medicare to all, mimicking a single-payer system, which many progressive Democrats have been in favor of. Carbajal wavered, saying that he would look into it, but that he's more focused on preserving the Affordable Care Act. And lastly, regarding immigration, one impactful question asked Carbajal to choose a side on whether or not it was wrong for the United States to intervene in Syria, given that we have not stepped up to taking refugees. KCSB's Nkechi Ikem interviewed Representative Salud Carbajal right after the town hall to get his thoughts on issues that were presented by the audience.
Okay, I only have four questions, so let's begin. One, how do you feel about how you answered questions at the town hall today?
I feel good. I tried to provide as thorough answers as I could and to address and answer the questions that were posed to me.
And many people asked you about how you plan to resist Donald Trump, and you responded that you are limited in being the minority party. Clearly, this is a huge barrier. The Democrats have little to no power in Congress right now. Where do the Democrats go from here, and is there any way to push forward progressive bills that might not have bipartisan support?
Well, I will say is that despite the circumstance that I find myself in and the Democrats find themselves in, we are speaking loudly and we are sponsoring legislation and we are resisting misguided approaches by this Trump administration to make sure that residents, that Americans and residents here on the Central Coast are not damaged and our protections for our environment, our health care, Planned Parenthood, that they're not undermined. And so I'm doing everything possible to resist and to speak out and loudly and to make sure that our values, Central Coast values, are front and center in this debate.
Okay. And on the Syrian intervention, the Democrats are sort of split on this issue. There are Democrats who are in favor of intervention, though not the way Donald Trump went about it, such as Hillary Clinton, who is in support of intervention. But there are more progressive Democrats who think that, as that man mentioned, that more intervention equals more refugees. Where do you stand on Syrian intervention?
Well, it's hypocritical that this president won't allow us to welcome refugees, and at the same time, he takes unilateral action against Syria without coming to Congress for authorization and use of military force. Certainly, we need to do everything possible to ensure that we're not drawn into another war with ground troops without a strategy, and before we exhaust diplomacy and working with our allies to ensure that we're getting the results we want in Syria. We need to be working together with our allies to before we consider going to war.
Okay, and last two questions. A lot of people came up and asked you to co-sponsor or support H.R. 676. And, I mean, you did mention that you are focused on preventing the repeal of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Do you see in the future you supporting 676 or another single payer type bill.
I'm giving serious consideration to supporting it, but at this point in time, I don't want to deflect from focusing on ensuring that the Affordable Care Act is not repealed. We came very close to that happening. I want to spend all my energy and time making sure that pre-existing illnesses are not an issue with our insurance companies so that people could get insurance. I want to make sure that women continue to have access to preventative care. I want to make sure that our youth are able to stay on their parents' health plans. I want to make sure that women are not charged more than men for their health care. Those are the things we need to protect to make sure that we have those. We need to build on that and fix the challenges that exist with the Affordable Care Act. And we need to look at what a public option could do to enhance the Affordable Care Act. Certainly, I think it's single payer is something that lends itself to making sure that everybody has a right when it comes to health care. But I think in it right now, I want to focus my energy on protecting the Affordable Care Act.
Great. And last question, there is a protest happening right now, or it did happen at the Reagan Ranch Center in response to the United States Secretary of Interior, Zinke, coming over here. And there's rumors that he is trying to basically get support for offshore drilling here in our Pacific Ocean. What is your opinion on that? And what is your opinion on offshore drilling in general?
Well, I'm proud to have supported the California Clean Coast Act, which stops future oil leases off our coast and bans future offshore oil development off our coast. I'm glad that residents from the Central Coast showed up to let Mr. Zinke, Secretary Zinke, know how they feel about our coast, how they feel about these important issues. And it's important for him to understand the sentiment here on the in the 24th Congressional District, how we as a community feel about offshore oil drilling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was KCSB's Nkechi Ikem speaking to Representative Salud Carbajal after the town hall held by the UCSB Environmental Affairs Board.